Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. No one with whom I am familiar wants his acquaintances to make fun of him or to ridicule his faith and practices. We do not want men and women to assault us for our faith in Christ and for our obedience to His will. Yet that was precisely what occurred in the early days of the church's existence. Christians were often driven from their homes and sometimes from their countries. They were imprisoned for being enemies of the state. In ancient Rome, they were put in an arena where they were killed and devoured by lions. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. They wandered in deserts and in mountains. Hebrews 11:37-38. When we are persecuted and oppressed, how should we react? Our example is the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in His steps. He did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth. 1 Peter 2:21-22. Now please take note of Peter's next observation. Who, that is Christ, when He was reviled, reviled not again. When He suffered, He threatened not, but committed Himself to Him who judges righteously. 1 Peter 2:23. Christians in every age should react in the same way our Lord did. He did not retaliate for the wrongs which were done to Him. Neither should we. When Jesus Christ was reviled, He did not respond by reviling. The word revile is elsewhere translated railed at and means abusive speech. The imperfect tense of the verb suggests that Christ constantly suffered from being reviled. But when He was reviled, He continued not reviling or speaking abusively of those who were mistreating Him. In other words, His constant response to being reviled was not to revile again. Tense of the verb suggests that not responding in kind was habitual with our Lord. He made a habit of not taking vengeance on those who abused Him. When He suffered from the bitter attacks of His enemies, He did not threaten. Again, the tenses of the verbs suffered and threatened are imperfect and denote continual suffering, one time after another. But regardless of the suffering inflicted by Christ's enemies, our Lord continually refused to threaten His persecutors. He had the power to call to His aid 10,000 angels, but He would not do so. His submission to the will of God obligated Him to bear His burdens without reviling or without threatening. In the face of such pressures and abuse, Christ committed Himself to Him who judges righteously. The word committed means to give oneself over. The tense of the verb suggests Christ kept on giving Himself over to the one who judges righteously. If you are tempted to think, "But Christ was God and could not feel the heartaches and sorrows we feel," you have misunderstood Christ's humanity. When He was struck on the face or spat upon, He felt the same pain and shame we would feel under similar circumstances. When He was ridiculed and reviled, He hurt just as we do. But He knew the will of God completely and determined to do that will regardless of the cost in humiliation and anguish. Nothing His enemies could do would make Him behave in any other way than what God desired of Him. Our Lord's mission on this earth was to bring God to man and man to God. He did not respond to His persecutors by wiping them off the face of the earth, which He could have done. Instead, He knew a final day would come when all men, both the righteous and the unrighteous, would give an account of their behavior. My friends, we thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless you.